Okay, so, is abortion rare? No. But like the number of complications and deaths related to abortion, it is hard to know the precise number. Where do we get statistics on abortion incidents in the United States? There are two basic sources. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Guttmacher Institute. The CDC is a federal government agency that publishes incidence findings every year. They compile data from voluntary reports from state health departments. In New York City, which is the biggest abortion city, and Washington, D.C., they don't have those. It has been missing data from at least three states since 1998, including California. So the number the CDC arrives at is not complete. It is not complete because the reporting is voluntary and not all states participate. As an aside, the CDC is under the umbrella of U.S. Health and Human Services Agency, or HHS, and since January of 2018, the HHS has been headed by an Orthodox Christian, Alex Azar. He is pro-life, and we see him here participating in the March for Life in Washington, D.C., in D.C. this year. So in a welcome and recent policy shift, HHS implemented regulations intended to ensure the enforcement of existing laws providing conscience protections for healthcare providers. So, for example, doctors and nurses should be able to safely refrain from participating in abortions or assisted suicides. So this has been a looming and growing threat for all pro-life medical practitioners, even creating the possibility that some people deciding that they have to stay out of the medical profession altogether. So Mr. Azar and the administration have been trying to protect conscience rights, and that's been challenged. And also recently the HHS gave a grant to a crisis pregnancy center. So some states give money to crisis pregnancy centers or pregnancy resource centers, but the federal government doesn't. The federal gives money to Planned Parenthood. So this was a new thing. Great, let's federal government give money to a crisis pregnancy center, specifically here the Abria Group. That was also challenged. And in a huge, super recent development, there's a policy shift away from using fetal remains and in scientific testing. So it certainly seems that Mr. Azar is trying to use his position for the good, for all the good that will be possible. Everything he's doing is, that can be blocked is being blocked. So I'm keeping him specifically in my prayers, and I hope you will too. The other main source of data on abortion frequency is the Guttmacher Institute, which contacts abortion clinics in all 50 states directly for figures, but does not survey every year. Most researchers believe Guttmacher's numbers are more reliable, but Guttmacher itself suspects there may be as much as 5% undercount in its most recent figures. Okay, what is the Guttmacher Institute? We need to know something about our sources so we can evaluate for bias. The Guttmacher Institute is described on its website as an independent nonprofit established in 1968 by Alan Guttmacher to provide research, policy, analysis, and education in the fields of reproductive health, reproductive rights, and population. So translate abortion. When you hear reproductive health, reproductive rights, and population, abortion is tied in somewhere, it's tied in at the very least. So Alan Guttmacher was an obstetrician gynecologist and a leader with great influence in the promotion of birth control and abortion, both within the U.S. and without. His influence extended into the presidential administrations of Kennedy, Johnson, and Nixon, and into Congress. He was president of Planned Parenthood and a leader in the International Planned Parenthood Federation in the 60s and early 70s. It was under his term as president that Planned Parenthood expanded from dispensing contraception to performing abortions. So the Guttmacher Institute has this really large staff of over 100. I mean, they have demographers, social scientists, public policy analysts, editors, writers, communication specialists, and financial and technical personnel. They have a large, distinguished board. They have an annual budget of $20 million derived largely from private foundations, government, multilateral organizations. This is a well-appointed, powerful, and highly influential organization. Now, the Guttmacher Institute was initially part of and within Planned Parenthood, and it was funded or received funding from Planned Parenthood until 2010. While representing itself as independent and being treated that way in the media, the Guttmacher Institute strongly supports abortion. It is important for us to know that. The Institute reveres Alan Guttmacher and his philosophies are being promoted to this day. I mean, Alan Guttmacher said, "No woman is completely free unless she is wholly capable of controlling her fertility, and no baby receives its full birthright unless it is born gleefully wanted by its parents." Of course, being wanted is not what gives a human being a right to life. And he also said that the question whether to allow abortion must be separated from emotional, moral, and religious concepts. So, let's repeat that. The question whether to allow abortion must be separated from emotional, moral, and religious concepts. So take out the emotion, take out morality, and take out religion, what is left? Economics and utilitarianism? Yes, it is less expensive to kill an inconvenient person, old or young. It's very cold, and there's no humanity in that. And since at least the 1990s, the Guttmacher Institute has been studying abortion stigma and ways to reduce it. They're very concerned about that. And last year, they issued a World Medical and Health Policy paper with the chilling title, Managing Religion and Morality Within the Abortion Experience. So what they're doing is interviewing women about how their religion gives them stigma against abortion. And they absolutely want to go into society and manage that stigma. So it's attack on religion, attack on religions that are opposed to abortion. So the Guttmacher Institute is always looking out for Planned Parenthood. And just a raise of hands, did anybody see any of the videos released by Medical Center for Medical Progress in 2015? Okay, so David DeLayden released videos in an undercover operation he conducted revealing Planned Parenthood's practices with respect to selling the remains of aborted fetuses, which is a federal crime. So the Guttmacher Institute and the rest of the abortion industry came to the defense of Planned Parenthood in a very aggressive manner. This is not surprising, but their effectiveness in discrediting the videos was breathtaking. Even though the videos have been substantiated after independent forensic analysis, you don't hear about that too much. Just raising hands, any fans here of Kevin Allen of Blessed Memory? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he had interviewed David DeLayden, who did this undercover and released these videos. David DeLayden is a devout Catholic. In the interview, David conveyed how he relied on the Jesus Prayer during portions of his investigation, and the prayer gave him strength in the midst of the evils that he saw in the abortion clinics. So, is abortion rare? All right. So, you can see the CDC has like 650,000 in 2014. Guttmacher has 926,000. So Guttmacher has more. A theory about that is that they're more comprehensive in how they acquire the information. And another component could be that, you know, they want to show that there are a lot of abortions, that it's needed. There's so many, we can't get rid of it. Total abortions in the U.S. since Roe versus Wade, we're close to 60 million for sure, approaching 61 million. An abortion occurs approximately every 30 seconds in this country. 1 in 4 women in the U.S. will have an abortion by age 45. 59% of women who have abortions are already mothers. So, Mother Melania? Yes. Oh, wait a second, sorry. So these numbers, it's really, these are just numbers. What does this mean? It's really hard to conceive of these numbers. Some really creative people have done some beautiful graphics. So here we see World War II, this one little square, just one war, big war, compared to, this is dated at 54 million. And I'm not gonna show this video, but today it's not showing on this. It's okay. You could go online and look for different gauges, like the one that I had on here, I don't know what happened to it, it's a memorial video, and a bell tolls for every million that have died. And it, at the same time, it shows a map of the United States, and the numbers, it will darken the state when that population equals how many babies have been taken. At the end of the video, half the country almost is, it's not half, but a lot of the country is just blacked out. So the good news is that abortion rates have declined. They've been steadily coming down since 1990. The reason for the decline is unclear. Abortion supporters attribute it to better contraception. And tried to find something specific, like there was some big breakthrough, and there really wasn't. So maybe they're just arguing it's more effectively distributed. And also because through the ACA or the Obamacare. They say that sex education has helped. On the other side, abortion opponents feel that their efforts are having an impact.